Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Now, I am joined in the studio, and she's trying to film us at the moment. Have you got it set up?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm really excited as well, because I haven't seen her for ages. It's Myla Falls. And I'd have one of those clapping jiggles.
Should we just do one? Yeah, it's Tony, yeah.
I haven't said, it's been a while, wasn't it?
I know, like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it was the festival, wasn't it? You sang at the festival. We were just talking about it off air.
Yeah, with UB40 headlining.
Well, welcome back to the show. Let's just recap on a few things, because you're a singer-songwriter from London.
Yep.
If you've not heard of Myla, she's from London, and you're named after a waterfall.
Yeah.
I remember that bit.
Oh, well done.
Which is Cairns, isn't it?
Cairns. Yeah,
Australia, yeah. That's it. See, do all my research, mate. Actually, I remember that bit. And I suppose your music genre is EDM, dance.
Yeah, house. I've done a lot of house tracks out, and then the new stuff's a bit like funky.
More
song.
Funky.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the old stuff quickly. I was just trying to remember them, so I wrote some of them down, because I still play them on the show. We've got Oh My, which you remember that one?
Yep.
That was on Defected Records, wasn't it?
Yes, that was like a deep house track, yeah.
Yeah, I played that quite a bit. That was with the S-Chu.
S-Chu. Everyone's like, how do you say his name? It's S.Chu, like C-H-U.
So I've been saying Shu, Shu.
Shu, Shu.
Rather than Chu.
If he's listening, he'll be like, cringe.
I know.
He lives around the corner from me.
Yeah, so cool. I've just been saying his name wrong. He's probably been in one of the places I've played it. I'm going, yeah, it's just Shu. He's going, no, it's Chu.
It's like, well, just, he's probably like thanking you for playing it. So he's like, I'll leave him.
Voices, it seems like only yesterday, but that was a year or so back, wasn't it?
Yeah, years fly by nowadays, don't they?
That was with Hot Fingers Records.
Yeah, that was another house track.
Mark Vito.
Yeah, he's a great producer. I've been working with him on a few tracks now. He's a really sort of a big DJ in Ibiza, and I've been lucky to go out there and play in the last 2 years. Been out 5 times now.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Ibiza fan.
We're going to talk about Ibiza in a minute. It's because when I look on your Facebook, you're always travelling. You're always somewhere.
Running about. That's why when I got here, I was like, I need a coffee.
Ah! Yeah, like me. We're all on coffees today. Starlight. Now, Starlight was, that was a hybrid of like a drum and bass, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, sped up, slowed down, went a bit dubstep.
And it had a good video.
Yeah, I really enjoyed making that video. It was like just crazy dream colours of my mind just going...
That is, if you haven't seen it, Google it. You can find it on YouTube, the video. But
yeah.
You've actually got some fantastic videos on YouTube.
Wearing latex, yellow latex.
That was it, yellow latex. But there were some great photo shoots back in the day.
Yeah.
Actually, talking about that, it had worldwide success with that, really, didn't it?
The video got on all like, airplanes and gyms and
yeah, a lot of... Fitness First, yeah. Aired on UK television. So, yeah, fantastic. Now, let's start off with a brand new... debut album, because you've been going for so long and this is your first time you've actually put an album together.
Yeah, bit lazy, isn't it?
What have you been doing? Yeah. Right, it's the debut album. It's called
Remember Me.
Good. I wrote it down just in case I forgot. It's easy. It's got Remembered in it. Remember You, the album. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Basically, like, off record, live on air, I write for TV and film as well, and we had some briefs in to write some Daft Punky stuff, and I started writing loads of new songs to pitch for adverts and stuff, because that's what I do as well as doing my own music. And then I started thinking, I quite like these songs, maybe I'll just keep them for myself. So we'd written about 10 tracks, me and a producer I work with a lot, who's my guitarist, who was in here actually. He came with me years ago to
Morris.
Phoenix.
Was it Morris?
Marius.
Marius.
Got the first letter right. So we started writing loads of tracks to pitch, not for us. And then I started thinking, I want these ones. So we had loads of songs to pick from. And then suddenly, in a few weeks, we'd written a whole album's worth of songs. So we were like, oh, we should release an album. And that's how it came about. We didn't even plan to. It just sort of happened.
I'll just clip your camera up. So you're filming you. I'm filming you. Everyone's getting filmed here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like the write-up on it, because you teamed up, obviously, oh, that's it, Morris, yeah, a.k.a. Slickerson.
Yeah, don't ask me why it's called Slickerson. I don't know. He loves it. Slickerson, the producer.
It's kind of like Snickers. I keep thinking of the chocolate bar.
Snickerson.
We're going to have the giggles now. The journey's through the 70s funk, 80s synth pop, and 90s electronica, all strung together in a Rhapsody soul vocals. That'll be you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I didn't write that, by the way. Just
it's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I like the sheet that you got out.
Well, I just love like 70s disco and funk. I've always been a fan of that genre.
Yeah.
I was listening to Chaka Khan on the way here, playing it out in my car. So I was just like, I wanted to make something with proper instruments because I've done a lot of dance music.
And there's a lot of songs out now. I'm playing them more and more where the featuring bit's coming in. There's one at the moment that's just got hot chocolate in it, actually. It's got a remix. There's a lot of them have got the lyrics from older songs or sampled in here and there.
Yeah.
And of course, if you talk to a lot of the youngsters, they go, oh, that's a great track. That's been out before.
Yeah, no,
they have no idea. But it's great that you can reformat those old songs and bring them back.
Definitely.
Sigler's just done one, ABC, 1-2-3, called Easy Loving.
I just got asked yesterday, actually, by Mark Vida and another producer. Do you remember, is it Delirium Silence?
Yep.
They asked me to vocal a new track that's going to be
fantastic.
That, basically. So that'll be back in, coming back around again. And people will be like, oh, that's a good song. Did you write that? It's like, no, I didn't write.
Let's get one of the tracks on, because we're going to do one of this, that's the dance album, the dance track version. This is the K-Minor remix of your track.
Yeah, it's the first play ever, actually.
Oh, that's what we like. Yeah. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's what I like to hear. This is, you've actually, on the actual album itself, you've got a different version.
Yeah, so this is one of the remixes. I've got two official remixes for Can't Let You Go. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you introduce it.
So this is the debut play of Can't Let You Go, K Minor Remix.
Can't Let You Go, the K Minor remix with Myla Falls. She's still in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Now, tell us quickly about, you've got artwork for this, haven't you?
Yeah.
Who done the artwork?
So that was done by a Polish graphic designer that is friends with my producer, Marius. So he sorted all that out. And yeah, she sent it over. I was like, I love it. You know, someone sends it over, they're like, any tweaks or anything? It's like, nope, love it. It's like a bit spacey. So it's taking a picture of me just looking down.
It's completely different to some of the other, the old fashioned, not say the old fashioned stuff, but the ones where it used to be older really stuff. Bright and colourful, yeah. Wasn't it? With the
I used to be like, you know, staring right at the camera, and this one, I'm just looking down like a, with like a normal outfit on, and just, and they take
normal
that picture.
By your standards.
It's a leopard print dress, but that's normal for me. You know, like a really boring leopard print skin type dress, and you know.
Yeah, no, I have a few.
yeah, it's a different look. It's a bit more subtle.
Yes.
And yeah, it's really pretty, like artwork, loads of like sparkly bits. And
on the actual album itself, you can get the album. It's out now, isn't it?
Yep.
iTunes, yeah. Amazon, etc. Is it? You've got a physical copy?
Yep. You can get them on my website, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good. So, actually, you can actually buy the physical, which is always nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a big thing, actually, because even when you made loads of songs, it's actually when you have a physical CD in your hands, it feels like you actually finished it. Like, you're like, this is the real thing. Like, that was a big thing, having
and the
CD.
Product, especially if it's for yourself as well, to keep. Someone says to you, you're talking about your music, you can get your copy out and go, it's not quite the same. So you can go online and look at it, and it's there in cyberspace somewhere floating around.
You can make a track in, like you just said, another singer-songwriter wrote a song in like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and you can record it, and then you bounce it down in Logic, and then you've got an MP3. You could do that in like 5 minutes, and then you just got like hundreds of them. But when you get artwork and print it, it feels a bit more special. It's really nice.
What's about videos for the? Have you? I know you've been doing a bit of filming, but have you got anything?
Yeah, there's an official video. Yeah, it's really cool. I wanted to do something different again, like not dancing around in latex at all. I wanted to make a video with a proper message. So me and a lady who's helping me sort of run my projects and stuff, we sat down and we thought, let's do a video that raises awareness for loneliness in the elderly. So casted two over 70s actors to play a love story out. So they meet in the park and they're both like widowed, and they're like, I guess, like 75 in the story. So we found them sort of casted for actors and stuff. So they're proper actors.
And if anyone asked, I wasn't in there. That's not me in the background.
It's definitely not you. You look about 25. We wouldn't have cast you. You're way too young for the role. We filmed it, and then they go on a date, and, well, he doesn't know if she's going to turn up, because she's like, I don't know, you know, I've been married, I'm not sure if I'm up for going on the date.
It's a good story.
And it's really beautiful, and then they go to Working Man's Club and have a proper boogie on the dance floor while me and my guitarist are playing on stage. So we're in it, like, a little bit. It's not about us. It's all about these two actors, so...
Good.
It's a proper acting, like a little mini film.
I look forward to seeing it. When do you hope to get it out?
15th of February.
Wow, not long. Not long to wait. Let's have another one of your tracks, because we're going to go to the album now, for the album ones. This is the track 6, I believe, from the album. Deeper. Tell us a bit about that.
I wanted to make a new album, or my first album, but this is the only sort of proper house track on it, and I wanted to, I think we were trying
this
to
this is probably why it jumped at me, because when you was talking earlier on, I thought, oh, we put Deeper on, because I remember listening to it thinking, oh, I like that one.
Yeah, me and producer sat down, and we were like, we loved Years and Years, was it King?
Yeah, fantastic track.
So we were listening to that, was the inspiration behind it. There's his can't remember the chorus now. Brains.
They had a good year last year, actually. Years.
So we were listening to their album and got inspired, and we wrote this one. That's how it came about.
This is Myla Falls, Deeper. I
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Cooper Motorsport and Phoenix FM are offering great deals on the best racetrack days around. Our track days maximise your track time, and you'll drive fully prepared real race cars on real race tracks. Starting in our race saloon cars, you then upgrade to the Radical SR3, a pure race car capable of 155 miles per hour that leaves supercars in its wake. For more information on this unique experience and to get your discount, visit the Cooper Motorsport page on the Phoenix FM website or email sales@phoenixfm.com. Cooper Motorsport track days, as close to real racing as it gets.
Hi, Pop Pickers, this is Mikey here. Just in case you didn't realise, I now present The Breakfast Show on Phoenix FM. And we talk about stuff like, you know, Rubbish. We talk about rubbish and stuff like, are Tina Turner's legs on back to front? What shape would chairs be if your knees bent the other way? And why don't sheep shrink in the rain? So if you want to join me for some absolute nonsense between 7 and 10 every weekday morning, come along, 98 FM, and online, phoenixfm.com. Brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, and I'm here with Myla from Myla Falls, who are talking about her debut album, which is Remember Me. She's in the studio now. Hi.
Hello.
Right, so we've talking about the album, just played that track. I love that track. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Thank you.
It's really, every one of them is a bit of a banger, and they're all slightly different.
Yeah, we didn't really, like, have a plan for genres. We were just like, we'll do a bit of house, a bit of this, a bit of that. And, yeah, because I just love loads of different types of music, so I didn't want to just do one thing.
Which is good. It makes it for easy listening. You could just kind of play it anywhere, can't you?
I hope so.
Where can people, if people listen now, they want to find out a little bit more about you and actually see you live, where are you gigging at the moment?
Next gig is 13th of February at Ministry of Sound, which will be a good one.
That's going to be a monstrous one.
Yeah, I never played that venue before. I've always wanted to, so I'm like, yes.
We've got a fantastic sound system.
Oh, good.
So you're going to enjoy it.
I need to figure out what I'm going to play. I'm like, I normally make it up on the day. I'm like, what's my set going to be? This. Yeah, I can't wait for that one. And then I'm booking in quite a few live band ones for the summer, but nothing 100% yet, so it'll be on the website when it's all confirmed.
Have you ever anything last year? Do you have any embarrassing things happen to you? You fall off stage, or do you have these like
I'm just trying to think. Yeah,
malfunctions,
sure.
Or anything like that? Some of these people get and bits fall off the outfits or anything
just
like that.
Getting all the words, even though I've sung the song 100 times, it's just like you have like a brain like malfunction. You're like, oh god, and everyone's staring at you, and you're like, oh my god, I can't remember the words.
Yeah, I know. You see on these, some of these reality shows, you think, oh, I can't, how can they forget the words? But it really is quite easy.
Because you think you know it, and then the music starts, and you're like, oh, and I've just had to sing verse 2, like, just doodle through it. Like, yeah, I've made some big mistakes.
I do a couple of mic nights, some karaoke things as well in between, and so I do a little bit of singing.
Nice.
And what I find is, I am a typical fella, I can do one thing at a time, so I'll sing the track, but if I try and move or do something else whilst doing that, then I'll forget the word. It's quite hard to sing and dance. When you see people do it, you don't realise, especially some of the bigger productions where you do...
Well, like a dance routine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hopeless.
Remembering that, because your brain's obviously remembering to do the moves in time, and of course, obviously, you've got to sing at the same time, which is
you
hard.
You know Fleur on...
Yeah, she's really good. She's got a new track out at the moment.
Yeah, she's got loads of new songs on her new album, she? I feel like I'm plugging her for this, and Fleur available at... But yeah, she's amazing, because I've gigged of her a few years ago, so she's a lovely singer I've met along the way, and obviously she's shot to superstardom now, touring the world probably soon, and yeah, she does these amazing choreographed shows that's just mind-blowing, like backflips and stuff. I'm just like, how do you do that?
I know. Rihanna does that.
Does she?
Yeah, when you see her show, you think she was in these cages and I was lifting her up and she's rattling, and you think, how the hell do you remember all the words with that going on?
Yeah, I mean, you just must have to just do that, like, for weeks to get it all perfect, like, again and again and again and again. But then I guess the more you do them, the quicker you can, like, remember how it goes. I suppose it's like, I can do a cover song if I've just heard it once and I've got the lyrics in front of me and I've never sung it through it out loud before, and then a whole live band will play it and I'll play it live to like 200, 300 people, and I've learned how to do that, whereas some people would be like, what, you didn't even rehearse it? It's like,
Nope.
We've all done it though. I do it on the radio quite a bit. You might just be talking about a song and then you do a link and then you go back and say, that what, think, oh, what was the last song I played? Lucky enough it's on the screen, but you just think, I've just forgotten it within that split second.
Yeah.
You've also been, I do tend to troll through all the bits and pieces that Skag got on the pages. You went to Sky HQ the other day, Sky Music Team, wasn't it?
Yep, I did.
What was that about?
So I've just set up my new record label called Went Too Far Records.
Okay.
I was like, this is what I want to do, next venture. So I'm self-releasing the next single and the album, which is quite a learning curve. I was like, how hard can it be? Loads of people have independent record labels. Oh, my God!
Yeah,
like, there's loads of things you have to know. Yeah, like the business side.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow. So I've been learning very quickly how to do, like, contracts and, the royalties side of how to actually register all the songs. And
so exciting time. That's what one of the things I was going to say, what you got planned for this year. I suppose getting that up and running is yeah. going to be one of those main things on your list.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, I love singing and I'm a musician for years now, gigging live for years. But I think that's my new venture as I'm getting a little bit older. I'm not old, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I want to be doing. You know, if I ever have a kid or anything in the future, I can then be like, oh, I run a label,
yeah.
like from my house. That's my kind of like long term plan.
Yeah, my son's 5 now, and his recent thing is, Daddy, you haven't got any hair. Oh yeah, that's great. Thank you for that. But that's in front of a load of people at the time.
Can you try out your DJ sets for him? Does he like give you feedback? Be like, yeah. I like this one.
He normally says rubbish. That's rubbish. That is. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, one day. So, talking about DJing, you are doing a bit of DJing. You've online radio, Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
I would love to do it like every week, like
time
you do,
thing.
But I just can't commit because I never know what I'm doing. So, I do like the odd show and I'm going in for another interview with those guys. Yeah, I love that station. They're really cool.
Do you like, is it nice to be on the other side of the desk like me doing bits
yeah,
and pieces?
Yeah, I love it. I used to like pretend I was doing it when I was about 11, so it's like, oh, it's real.
Have you got your own jingle yet? You got to get your own jingle.
I tried to make one and it was a bit rubbish, so not as good as your one. Your one sounds great.
I don't do those myself. I have people do them for me. We were talking about a beef earlier on. Obviously, going back this year, you're going to be taking the new material out there, I take it, when you go back out there. In the summer, is that planned, ready to go?
I want to go back, but I don't know the dates. Everything's up in the air. Probably get it booked by the end of February, generally, when we sort out summer stuff.
Right, we're going to play another track. We are going to play... we've picked out this one because it's totally different. This is Magical. Tell us a quick bit about that track.
I think we were trying to write sort of a Daft Punk, funky vibe track with this one. And the chorus just says, everything's magical. And that's it. I normally like fill up a song with loads of words going blah, 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 and loads of woes and haze. But this one's just like quite simple, but the bass line runs the show.
Cool. Looking forward to it. Here we go. Myla Falls, Magical.
So high.
with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Surprisingly not looking too bad on the roads. There is congestion A12. That is on the Eastern Avenue, Southend Arterial Road eastbound at Harold Wood between Gallows Corner and the Ardley Green Road Junction. Quite heavy there. Further afield, nothing too much to worry about apart from the M25. We've got the ongoing roadworks there. That's at Junction 29, A127, and Junction 31, A1306. That is, in fact, the slip road towards Lakeside if you're heading there. It's marked up as severe, but it's normally during peak times when everyone's going shopping. That'll hold you up about 20 minutes, so add a few extra time to your journey. This is what the underground's looking like. Problems on Central Line, station closed there. Minor delays on the District Line, signal failure at Stepney Green. Jubilee Line, there's no service between Waterloo and Stanmore because of the ongoing works. Same on the Metropolitan Line, Harrow on the Hill, engineering works there. Northern Line station closed at Tufnell Park. Overground at the moment is just the one, Gospel Oak and Barking. No service on that line. That's because of today's engineering works. That's your traffic and travel update on 98. You're up to date. It is 13:49.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home have an open day on Wednesday the 27th of January from 2 till 6pm. Take a tour of our home and meet team members. We have entertainers and guest speakers joining us. To find out more, visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk.
Welcome back. Gunnar here with Myla Falls. We're talking about her new album, Remember Me. And we just played the last track. That was Magical, which kind of had a slightly kind of soul-y flavour to it, to a certain extent.
Yeah, old school.
Went back in time a little bit. Talking about going back in time, I know it's, you know, when you're doing radio, you have to ask these questions. But if you could go back in time,
yeah,
and speak to yourself and give yourself a little bit of advice, or say, do that, or you should have done that, or you shouldn't have done that, what would you do? What bit would you pick?
For music, I think I'd just say, just try and write songs that you want to write. Because over the years, different managers, different people coming in to my life just saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And you go,
follow your own path.
Okay. Yeah, and then I think if you write something because you're sort of told to, it's not going to sound as good.
No.
In general, like, it just sounds a bit forced.
Yeah.
It's like putting tattoos over, like, someone trying to make them look cool, like Amy Winehouse. If they don't suit that, they're just gonna look weird.
Yeah, look strange.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I feel weird. Got all these weird tattoos. So I just like normal, like, pale colored clothes and pastels.
If you got this time machine and you've gone back and you spoke yourself and said, do that whilst you're in the time machine, if you've gone back, who, if you could work with someone and from the past, who would you go with? Well, you've got a time machine, you can go in the future, you can go. But
I wish I knew who's coming in the future, like way in the future. I'd like to go about 1,000 years in the future, but I don't know who's going to be around then.
I hope the weather would be better as well.
You never know. What are we going to be doing then? Now, that's another, like, hour. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. Prince, when he, in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Purple Rain days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those days.
Outrageous suits and Easter
wear.
Yeah,
I love Prince.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's one of those questions everyone asks, if you could go back. But I just thought, while I was talking about doing some bit of old school, you know, what would you... It'd be interesting to see who people pick on these things. Right, we're going to do another track in a minute, but just want to talk about image quickly, because your image has changed quite a bit over since the time I've known you, even. You've had the cloths and the bright colours. Do you have someone who works on that, or is that solely you? Do you do all your own image work, and or do you have other people do it for you?
Well, I've worked with a lovely lady called Jamelia. She's been styling me a bit, but today I've just thrown on some clothes. If it's for, like, photo shoots, yeah, I do get a bit.
You've got, you've got a photo shoot coming out, and you've just done one recently.
Yeah, we did one Friday, yeah.
Ah, when's the results of that coming out?
It's all shot on real film, so you've got to go and actually get them developed, old-fashioned.
Do you remember those days?
Yeah, when you go and have to get your film.
You used to put them in an envelope, didn't you?
Yeah.
You think, I can't wait for 7 days to see what they're like.
Yeah.
They get lost in a post and you never find them.
Or they're all, like, blurred, with the sticker on going, error.
Those were the days. Yeah, you get that one for free. Oh, thanks for that.
Brilliant. That was my favourite moment of my life. Gone. so we've got to wait till they're printed. I haven't seen them yet, which is weird, because normally you have a quick look on the camera, because on the screen, but nope, it's a mystery.
So you're looking forward to it, but you know, you roughly know what's been.
Yeah, it was a fun shoot. It was with some more 70s style clothes and stuff, so yeah.
Great stuff. Right, we're going to play last track from this particular album.
if you've missed any of the tracks, you can go back online on demand from tomorrow and listen to them again. And you can also find some of the other interviews that are all on the show page blog, actually, which is if you go onto phoenixfm.com and search the Sunday Lunch Show, you'll be able to go back in time for all the interviews, and you'll find the other ones from Milo. We highlight some of the other tracks. You can have a listen to those as well. But this track coming up is called Last Goodbye, aptly, because we're getting close to the end of the interview. Tell us a quickly bit about this one.
I think it's lyrically, it's about heartbreak and someone just saying, yeah, I'm going to like not let you down again. And they do, and you're like, right, this is it now. This is my last goodbye. But production is 80s. We went back to the 80s. Like old school Madonna. That's what I was going for with this one.
Great stuff. People want to buy the album. Is straight onto iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and then if you want a real CD version on my website, so MILAFALLS.com.
It's nice and easy.
Yeah.
MILAFALLS.com. And also, once you get onto the website, you've got the news, all the bits and pieces coming up. But on the bottom, you'll find all the links to Facebook and Twitter. So rather than have to search out for that, go straight to the website and then click on. You can just join. And you do quite a bit of tweeting, don't you?
Instagram's my favourite.
Yeah, so you can keep up to date with it quite easy, so you can follow her, whatever she's doing. And we're looking forward to the rest of the year, Milo, listening to your stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play out with this. This is MILAFALLS, Last Goodbye. Here we go. MILAFALLS, Last Goodbye. That is it from me. We'll see you here next week. We've got a new band in as well next week. Looking forward to that from 1 o'clock. Have a great weekend, whatever you may be doing. Have fun. Don't go away. We've got Adam Dyer, all that jazz up next. Have a good one. Baby, this is my last goodbye.